Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation NFL stars. Tomorrow, we bring them to you. Today, we have a fantastic guest. He's a first-team All-MAC candidate in the last two seasons. He's terrific at getting after the quarterback, and he transferred from Cincinnati, but he brought that to Ball State, and like I said, he dominated there. He's kind enough to join us here on the C2P. It's Josh Possley, the Ball State defensive end. Josh, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Can you believe your time on the collegiate level is kind of come and gone, and now you prepare for the next step?
First, thank you for having me. And yeah, I can't believe it's all come to an end. I was talking to one of my friends that plays in the CFL now, Nick Temple, and I was thinking that it seems like just yesterday we started playing at Cincinnati together. Now I'm about to, you know, reach my dreams of playing in the NFL.
Have you been playing since a young age? I mean, 5, 6, were you doing Pop Warner and Pee Wee?
I went to Warren Central High School, and I played in the Warren Township League starting off in the third grade, and I've just been playing ever since then.
Nice. I mean, were you always a little bit better than the kids around you?
I guess you could say that. I was a little bit stronger and faster than the average kid, and it just kept up. I was able to capitalize on that moving forward throughout middle school and then going into high school.
Nice. And obviously, I mean, you've had a great collegiate career. When you arrive at Cincinnati, I mean, making that jump to Ball State, I mean, is there a lot of this? I mean, how much pressure is that for a young kid? I mean, because you know so many things and there's go on in it. I guess, how did you know Ball State was going to be the best, you know, transition for you?
It was kind of hard to tell that, you know, I was making the right move. I just knew that I had to, you know, handle my business, you know, off the field, you know, putting the time and work and effort in to get my results out of it. I wasn't quite sure if I made the right move. I knew I wasn't going to be totally sure that transferring to Ball State would be the right move. But, you know, I tried to make the most of it with my individual doings.
Nice. And then once you get there, obviously, you know, athletically, you kind of start to, you know, show what you're made of. When did you kind of know that this was a good move for you?
I would say at the beginning of the season that the year after I sat out, I just felt as though, you know, we were playing good competition. We went down to play Texas A&M and we played Northwestern, and I knew this would be the place that I could, you know, had a big platform to, you know, show scouts, show the NFL that I was ready to play. We played a lot of good competition, and I saw once I was getting, you know, some good games and some good film out there, like, yeah, and on top of that, I've made some great relationships with my teammates, and, you know, Ball State is a place I can really call home just because of the family and the relationships that I've built at Ball State. So once that all started coming together, I knew I had made the right decision.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Josh Possley, the standout defensive end, Ball State, first team All-MAC the last two seasons. Kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks out there listening all the time, you already know that iTunes and Blog Talk Radio are your avenues to listen to this podcast again. Download it at your leisure, and then we'll be posting his bio page at the C2P as well. And we'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you know about this young guy as he makes his path towards this next level. I ask all the guys that come on the show, Josh, I mean, if you're in the film room, and you spoke about film earlier, if, I mean, scouts are breaking you down, what are they going to love about what you bring to the edge?
I think that they will love my relentless effort. One compliment that I've always got from people since I've started playing in high school.
We just lost him, hopefully. You talk about a teaser. We just lost Josh. Hopefully we'll get him to call back in. Man, that was, you talk about timing. I was like, what is this? You know, I get complicated, even since high school, and then we lost him. Hopefully we'll get a call back in, and then we'll keep going and rolling with Josh Posley, Ball State standout. He kind of just started to kind of reveal what he brings to the table, and he is a relentless pass rusher. And being in the Youngstown area, kind of heart of a lot of MAC football, been able to, you know, watch him do what he does best. But with that said, we got Josh back on the line. The last thing we heard is you said you get complimented on this a lot, so let's just continue from there.
Okay, yeah. Sorry about that. Excuse me.
No problem.
One compliment that I always get is that I have a really good motor and I have relentless effort. And I just try, when I'm rushing off the edge, I just try to go nonstop. But I know, you know, a lot of people say and try to do that. But I really, you know, I have one goal, and that's to put pressure on the quarterback or sack the quarterback. So, whatever I have to do, you know, whether it's going to be my third or fourth move, I just have to get to the quarterback. And whether that's trying to get the best get off possible, you know, the craziest get off, you know, most powerful punch, anything that I can do to get past my guy, you know, I just have to do it relentlessly.
You know, and sack masters, sack artists, if you will, I always kind of compare you guys to the dunk masters of the NBA, because you got your repertoire of dunks, you got your repertoire of sack moves. I mean, in your arsenal, what are some of your favorite moves? I mean, what's that go-to move?
I would say my go-to move is, well, it's all set up off of my speed and get off. I'll either get my good track stance going, try to blow the guy off the ball, and then once he tries to overset me or try to meet me at that point, then I have really good leverage and a really good punch. So we do a move called the power bull move. So once he tries to overset me, I'll act like I'm running up the field, stop, get up into the guy and throw him past me as he tries to overset me. Or I'll set him up as if I'm about to bull rush him, stay low, and once he sits on it, do any type of move to come around and slip by him straight to the quarterback.
Nice, nice. I love getting that inside stuff from you guys. It's one of my favorite parts of doing the show, is kind of hearing the inside scoop on what you guys bring to the table. For you, does anything go unnoticed? I mean, sometimes, you're asked to do what the defensive coaches ask of you. You can't showcase all your abilities. I mean, so hence, mm-hmm. that wouldn't show up on film. Are there some star qualities that you bring to the table that scouts may not necessarily know of yet?
Yes. Two things come to mind. One thing specifically that comes to mind is, how much of a student of the game that I am. I didn't really get to show that, in my opinion, as much when I went to Ball State, just because I played with my hand in the ground there. But, you know, I spent a lot of time in the film room. You know, I recognize the tendencies, anything from players' stance to, you know, percentages of what plays are ran, you know, at different times throughout different formations. So 9 times out of 10, when I line up, I'm, you know, surveying the field, and I'm usually the last person to get in my stance because I'm surveying the field and I know exactly what play is going. 9 times out of 10, when I'm playing, I knew this play was coming, and that's a large portion of why I make the amount of plays that I make. And then secondly, being the student of the game goes hand in hand with my ability to play in coverage and moving into space. When I was at Cincinnati, I played, we called it the Leo position, our hybrid stand-up outside linebacker. And from there, my defensive coordinator, Coach Jancic, he's the defensive coordinator at Tennessee now. He taught me, you know, how to really study tendencies and, you know where I should be in my coverage and why. And even though I haven't been able to do that these past 2 seasons just at Ball State, you know, I've carried that over even when I just watch film, when I watch the NFL. Every time I watch football, I'm just surveying, okay, what could they do? You know, what route could he run? Like, what's the possibilities? And I think that goes hand in hand with my physical ability as well.
Awesome stuff. What a great explanation of excellent job, Jeff. Excellent job. For you, do you get comparisons to anybody at the next level? Or, I mean, is there anyone that you kind of, you know, watch? I'm sure there's people you watch, but, I mean, in terms of comparisons, where do we kind of stand there?
So I've gotten a lot of comparisons. I think that the most comparison, the most I've got compared to, is Dwight Freeney, and that's I appreciated that compliment. And he was actually my favorite player growing up, but I wouldn't just want to play with my hand in the ground as much. And then I don't know if I could say this, but I think the comparison just came about just because I played in the MAC. At some point in my career, I would like to be as good as Khalil Mack, but I've got comparisons to him just as far as, you know, the versatility. But obviously, he's another caliber player. He's the, you know, 2 or 3-time Pro Bowler already, so he's way beyond me. But hopefully, one day I can get on his level. But I appreciate somebody wanting to put me in the conversation with him as first someday.
Yeah, hey, man, when you're throwing and when your names are thrown around there, that means you're doing the same things, right? And I'm sure that Dwight Freeney kind of coexists, too, because of the Indianapolis-born background. So I'm sure that kind of falls. And then, obviously, the Mac connection with you playing in the Mac and Khalil Mack being a Buffalo kid out of the Mac. Once again, another Mac standout, Ball State defensive end, Josh Posley, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. The next few months, I mean, obviously a lot of things are going to start developing. I mean, kind of how do you plan on attacking this so you're like in, you know, tip-top shape for all-star games, pro days, visits, all those things that come with being a 2017 NFL draft prospect?
So my first order of business is just to make sure my weight is, you know, exactly how I want it to be. It's I'm not overweight at all. I'm around 255. I would like to, you know, do my pro day at around 250, not too far from where I am now. Another big emphasis for me is just want to make sure my flexibility and my mobility and my speed is as great as possible. And one place that's going to help me, I'll be training at this facility called Fourth and Inches in Dallas, Texas, with a guy named Noel Scarlett. He used to play for the Dallas Cowboys. He was a D lineman. And from there, you know, we'll just be working on my speed. I want to get my good 40 time in. I would particularly like to run around a 4.62. And there I'll be able to work on, you know, my one-on-one pass rush. And then I'll be able to also work on my one-on-one pass rush and work on my coverage. You know, a lot of NFL players go there, offensive linemen, defensive linemen as well, so I'll be able to go one-on-one with them. Receivers go there as well, so I can work on my coverage, you know, as I'm developing my strength and my speed.
Awesome, awesome. And then Noah does a great job, Fourth and Inches down there. Noah does a fantastic job. And, been able to see the fruits of his labor many times with a lot of guys that have come on the show and obviously gone on to better things. And I think that's in store for you. Once again, Josh Posley, Ball State standout here on the C2P. Oh, no problem, man. I mean, you're a terrific young guy, terrific player. Before we wrap things up, though, we do like to always throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Okay, I'm cool.
All right. Now, this is usually the question, Josh, that you guys enjoy answering the most. I think I could just ask this question and end the show, and you guys would be happy. Female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Oh, okay. Female celebrities. either Megan Good or Keri Hilson. I think I'd like to take one of them out.
Nice, nice. Well, I whatever one you don't take, I'll take. Preferably, I'd probably take Megan Good first, but that's my own preference. But both find invites to dinner. Take us inside that Ball State locker room. It could be you. It could be one of your teammates. And this is a big hit or miss. Sometimes schools have a ton of them. Sometimes they have none of them. We're talking nicknames. And that Ball State locker room, who had the most off-the-wall nickname? How'd they get it?
Oh, that's a great question. Okay, so this guy actually he doesn't play on Ball State anymore, and I won't say his name, but he was a freshman last year. He didn't play on our team this year, and he used to always talking about, hey, I mean, hey guys, I know it does look like it, but I'm telling you, my legs and my arms are really long. It was like, oh, okay, that's weird. Why would you even tell us that? So then once people started, once he put on his football pads, he had the, like his torso was so small. It was so compact and his legs were so long. So we just started calling him Frogman. So we never called him by his regular name. From then on, he was known as Frogman.
Josh, I've been doing the show over a decade, and I think Frogman in that story has to be a top five. I mean that
Frogman.
Frogman. The way you delivered it, that's definitely top five. I enjoyed that. And the final one for you, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He's the artistry of a cleat painter. If you could have any of your cleats painted, what would be the theme of those cleats?
That's a great question. That's a great question. Could I have more than one option?
Hey, they're your cleats. This is your show. You can do whatever you want, my man.
Okay, perfect. LeBron is my favorite player, so I may do something kind of with a LeBron theme to it, or I would have some type of children's theme to it. Long story short, I just graduated with a degree in business administration, and one thing I would like to do is thank you. One thing I would like to do is own different type of youth charities. So one way or another, I would like to, you know, some type of kids, you know, theme thing about it.
Yeah. I dig it. That's excellent, man. That's awesome. LeBron James. Yeah, that's excellent stuff. Josh, fantastic show with you. I'm glad we got to go base on, you know, like I said, I'm from the Youngstown area, so I do a lot of Mac football. Been able to see you kind of lace them up, and like I said, it's fortunate. It's always fun when you see a guy play, and you're able to get him on the show and kind of connect what he is on the field to what he is off the field, and you come out with just a dynamic young man. I already know from watching you on the field that you're dynamic, and I just can't wait to see when you land when this is all done.
Well, I thank you so much, and I really appreciate you having me on the show. It's been a fun 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm glad. Like I said, that's what we want to do. We want to make it fun and have you guys walk away pleasantly surprised and happy. So hopefully we did that. But hey, man, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You do the same.
Problem at all. Once again, that is Josh Posley, standout Ball State. And this kid just gets after it. And he kind of mentioned it. And if you've seen him play, I mean, I Google some highlights of Ball State in his name, and you're going to see it. Exactly what he described as relentless high motor. And coaches love relentless high motor, because when you don't see them on game day, they're practicing all week, and that high motor shows up in practice, and there's nothing to disgust a coach more than laziness. And this is one absolute thing that a coach could not say about today's guest, Josh Posley, two-time first team MAC defensive end from Ball State, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a college to pro.com exclusive.